Hi, welcome to the free English podcast from EnglishBanana.com. Thanks for downloading this episode. My name is Matt Perland. You may know me from such podcasts as this one, and also the 10 in 10, the free 10 in 10 English Idioms podcast, which is also available from Acast and iTunes. And today we're going to be looking at a really wonderful modal verb called, well, can you guess which one? It's a modal verb which is really everywhere in English. It's all over the place in the past, in the present, and in the future, and we just love it in English, but I'm going to keep you in suspense for a bit longer. And just to say, don't forget you can subscribe to this podcast on Acast and iTunes. That means you'll always get the latest episode direct to your device, whether that be phone, tablet, computer, or even a device you've made yourself from materials that you had lying around. Please tell a friend about this podcast, or tell somebody you know, like a colleague or another student of English. And if you're really, really kind, you might like to leave a review on iTunes, and that means more people will know about the podcast and what we're doing here. This is a free podcast, there's no charge. Don't have to pay. You don't have to pay anything to enjoy this lesson. The material for this lesson are going to be on the podcast page on EnglishBanana.com. Don't forget you can also contact me on Twitter at EnglishBanana and via our contact page on EnglishBanana.com. And at info at EnglishBanana.com. So it would be great, that's a clue. It would be great to hear from you if you like. Even if you don't like it, tell us what we're doing wrong, what I'm doing wrong. It's only me here, to be honest. So, maybe you've got a suggestion for another podcast. Maybe you'd like to be on the podcast. We had a wonderful special guest recently. Maybe you'd like to be that special person on the next podcast. So, get in touch if you would like to. That's another clue. So let's get started on our podcast. The grammar topic. It's grammar today. Tell your grandma about it if you want. Would. The wonderful modal verb would. That's our topic for this lesson. Would. It's super. It's a super modal verb, modal auxiliary verb. It only has one form. It doesn't change form. It cannot be conjugated. What I've got here. Would. W-O-U-L-D. We don't pronounce the L. It's silent. I was thinking about would recently. I don't know why I was, but I'm an English teacher and materials writer, so it's the kind of thing that crosses my mind. And I just thought, hang on a minute, would is really, really ubiquitous. That means it appears almost everywhere, or everywhere. It's in the past, present, and future. But why? Why is it? How can it be in the past, present, and future would? It seems to be just a verb that we ignore. We don't know much about it. But it's there. It's everywhere. So how can we pin it down? How can we say, okay, this is would. This is what it is. This is what would is. So that was my job, really, to tie it down and to try to make a list of all the uses of would in the past, present, and future. And I found loads of them. In fact, I found 26 past, present and future uses of wood, and I put them together in a worksheet pack which you can download freely from the podcast page on EnglishBanana.com. It's something that I haven't really looked at before, I haven't really studied before, but wood has so many different uses, and what I found was it's really interesting because it takes in so many different grammar points, so many different grammar topics, and I started to think, wow, I could write, not write, but I could teach a whole course based on wood, a whole grammar course. We've got, what have we got? Reported speech. We've got used to. We've got third conditional. We've got second conditional. We've got would have. We've got future in the past. We've got indirect questions. Polite language. Mixed conditionals. Hypothetical behavior, of course. Predictions. I wish and define it. So many things here. You know, I threatened to do a 30-hour course based on wood, some of my students. They weren't happy about it. They were quite scared when I suggested that. I'm only joking, but, you know, an intermediate or upper intermediate course based on wood would be amazing. It would, hypothetical, it would take in all of these grammar points and more in one course. So I think it would be a highly original course. Let's look at would. It's modal auxiliary verb. After would, there must be infinitive without to. Negative form is would not or wouldn't. I'm reading from the worksheet here. I'm not really that eloquent. Contraction form is apostrophe d. For example, she'd like, she would like, he would like. He would like. He'd like to get a job, for example. She'd like to get a job. It's the same as the contraction of had. So it's easy to mix them up. It's pronounced would. It's got the u vowel sound, like book or could. And it's a homophone with the material would. Now, this table is made out of wood, but different spelling, W-O-O-D, and different meaning, but it sounds the same. So homophone, it's the same sound, homophone, same sound, homo, same phone, sound. The weak form is wood, with schwa sound, and it is a function word, so it should be weak most of the time, and I discovered that wood dates back to the 14th century. It was first recorded around 1300 as the Old English word walde, which was the past form of willen, which is will. So that's amazing, isn't it? 700 years, it's been the past form of will. That's really good. Good to know. No, maybe it might come up in a pub quiz. So what have we got in this pack here? I hope it does, and then I'm sitting there. I would win, hypothetical. So I've got a list of the uses, past, present and future. And there's a list, and there are examples here. So it's really nice as a sort of cheat sheet. The whole page, the whole thing is on one page. And so you can look at the use, you can look at the examples here. I'm not going to read them all tonight, I've got a sore throat, so I'm going to spare you that. But I'm recommending that you go on and go onto the website and download this material and just have a good look at it. Look. It also rhymes with wood. It's the same, well, it's the same vowel sound. Oh. Oh sound. Wood and look. But what did I find out? Wood is used generally in three different ways. One is the past form of will. As we said, it has been for many hundreds of years now. So these sentences are marked with a P for past form of will. Second main use is to describe hypothetical situations. Hypothetical, not real, imaginary. Could happen, might happen, didn't happen, won't happen. Hypothetical, they're labeled age. And the third main use is to create formal or polite sentence. So let's look at some of these, and they're labeled F for formal. Formal. So past form of will, for example, in reported speech, he said he would see me at work the following day. I will see you at work tomorrow. That's what he said. He said he would see me at work the following day. So it's past of will. Excuse me. It's like used to. They would walk home by the river every Friday. They would. They used to. It's like that. It's a bit more literary. Future in the past. This one we know something. We think something would happen, but it's in the past. Emily would go on to win first prize in the contest. So both actions are in the past. You know, maybe Emily is doing something for the contest and then she wins it. But both actions are in the past. But the second one is like future in the past compared to the first sentence. The future from the first. It's confusing, but if you like Doctor Who, maybe you can follow that. Hypothetical situations are, of course, second and third conditional. If I did this, I would do that, something would happen. Also, mixed conditional, that's in the present. So it's past to present. If I'd done more revision, I wouldn't be so nervous now. Hypothetical, it's trying out ideas, trying out suggestions in your mind or with talking to other people. What if I did this? What would happen? What would there be? What would be the result? So that's present and future. Second conditional can be present or future. Third conditional is in the past or can be mixed conditional. Third with second in the present. If I'd done more revision, for example, I wouldn't be so nervous now. So it starts off like third conditional. But the time is now, in the second part. Mixed. It's like the strange cousin of the conditional family that we don't really talk about. But let's get to know them. Mixed conditionals. And another use is really to create formal or polite sentences. So this is not past of will, it's not hypothetical, it's really just flowery language. It's just to make ornate language. Oh, I would love another cup of tea. I would love, no, give me a cup of tea. Look, give me a cup of tea, okay? No, I would love. Would you like to go for a walk? Would you like to? Would you be able to? Would it be possible for you to? Would you mind, plus gerund, would you mind going with me for a walk? So, polite language, formal or literary type of language. It's nice, very nice English. People like polite things, don't we? We like to be polite. We like that. And what's another example of this? I mean, there are a couple of nice examples in the future section. Yeah, it would be good to have a walk this evening. It would be good to have a walk. This is really passive-aggressive language. If an English person says that to you, it would be good to have a walk this evening, then they really mean, I want to have a walk. I'm going to have a walk this evening. I've decided. But they're really using very polite language, distancing kind of language. Oh, it would be good if it was possible, you know, to have a walk. But really they're stating what they want to do. I would prefer not to. I would much rather not go to the auction, if you don't mind. What does the person mean? I'm not going. I'm not going to the auction, so there's no question about it. I would really rather that we didn't go, if you don't mind. So it depends on the person we're talking to, but we can use this kind of very vague, polite language. And you have to decode it. You have to think, try and work out what we want. Why can't we be direct? English is not a direct language. And would is one of the culprits. Would is not helping. It's not helping us be more direct. Would. Would that I were healthier. Would that I were a rich and strong man. Would that, so formal or literary use in the future. Would can be an adjective. John is a would-be pilot. That's somebody who is aspiring, who's a wannabe, who would like to be. So 26 uses of would, how many do you know? I would hope that you know all of them. But I hope you would know all of them after this lesson, after studying and working with these worksheets, maybe. So, the next page. So, there's one page with all the uses and examples. Some of them are connected together. For example, third conditional is connected. It's similar to would plus have in the past, something that didn't happen. Hypothetical, both. They are both hypothetical. The next page is, you've got all the uses, but you've got a line, lines, blank lines, and you have to write your own sentences there. You know, it could be difficult. I don't know, are you up to this job? Are you up to it? Would you be able to take it on? Well, maybe try it. You know, this is for higher level. It's not for a beginner level student or elementary. But this is for our higher level friends. Maybe intermediate and above. But write down your own sentence for each use of would. Show it to your teacher. Maybe they will check it. Be kind enough to look at it and pass their judgment. Pass a keen eye over it. You know, that should be enough, really. I think that's a lot of useful stuff. A sort of cheat sheet handout, and then write your own sentences. But, and there's a sample answer, answers will vary. Oh, and it asks you to write in positive, negative, and question form. So three sentences for each, so that's really sneaky. That's going to be tricky. Makes it even harder, so 26 multiplied by 3. I'm not a mathematician, but I'm going to say that is 78 sentences. My goodness. So that'll take a while to do. But maybe an easier version, an easier activity after that is on the next page where you've got each sentence, example sentence, you cut them up and mix them up on the table. Students have to put them into groups, past, present and future. Also students have to write a circle, PH or F, for past, off will, hypothetical or formal, for each one. So this would be a bit quicker, I think. It's always quicker when you don't have to produce your own sentences and examples. I did this with my students this week and they had some mixed results, really, but I think they enjoyed it. There was some good revision, because you can say, you can do a quiz. You could say, okay, which sentence, show me the sentence which is reported speech, which sentence is an indirect question, which sentence contains would as an adjective, which sentence is third conditional, second conditional, mixed conditional. So that's really fun. Of course you can check it, teacher can check it, check what they've done against the original page, because you've got all the information there. So we did that, and it took my students about 15 or 20 minutes to do it, and we had some success, but also some questions, and some I had to help a little bit. One student got had sort of loads in the present, but only one in the future, I think. So I had to help with that a little bit. But another one did just fine. Yeah. And finally, you've got another page here, which is like that one with the cards. But again, you have to write your own sentence. So work in pairs or small groups. Write down the sentences according to the uses of would that are on the original page. And then you cut up the cards, or cut up the page, and swap it with another team. Yeah, cut up all the cards would be better. And swap it with another team. They have to put them into groups, past, present or future. And they have to circle P, H or F. So it's like the original activity, but using somebody else's sentences. Of course, it's a good opportunity for peer correction. I don't mean correction of peers at the seaside, but peer correction, another homophone there. Peer and peer, your colleagues. Yeah. So, I think we're going to finish there, but this is for you to download and use. You can use it to study if you're just if you're a student working on their own. Of course, you can use it for self-study. But try to write your own sentences and maybe ask somebody to look at them, maybe another student or a teacher if you can find one. And if you're a teacher and you use this in the classroom, I'd love to hear from you and hear about it. How did it go and what happened? So that's 26 past, present and future uses of would. You've got an original information page. Then you've got write your own sentences. Then you've got mix and match sentences. And write your own, then mix and match with another group. So lots of things to do there with would. If you have any comments or feedback about would, this lesson, not the material, but the lesson, the modal verb, and I'd love to hear from you. I'm at English Banana on Twitter, And you can contact me on englishbanana.com as well via our contact form. So thanks for listening to this podcast. Don't forget that you can still tune in to our English Banana Radio. It's on all the time, 24 hours a day. So wherever you live, wherever you are, you can listen to it at your leisure. All the old podcasts, but some new broadcasts like this one. This is live now on English Banana Radio. And then the podcast from this will get put into the system and go on the rotation as well on English Banana Radio. So, thanks for listening and see you next time.